Israel is losing the war in terms of how the world is looking at this situation. And I think that it would be irresponsible for the United States to give Netanyahu another $10 billion to continue to wage this awful war.
We've learned that President Biden will meet with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky at the White House on Tuesday, the meeting part of Mr. Biden's pressure campaign on Congress to approve billions more in aid to Ukraine as it defends against the invading Russians. White House Budget Director Shalonda Young on CBS's Face the Nation says Russia will be emboldened if the U.S. doesn't send more aid.
Americans want their national security taken care of. We agree with that. What happens if Putin marches through Ukraine? What's next? NATO countries.
Right.
Our sons and daughters are at risk of being a part of a larger conflict.
There are growing concerns about the authoritarian rhetoric being used by former President Trump. But Ohio Republican Senator J.D. Vance tells CNN he's not worried about a second Trump term.
The idea that Trump is going to be radically different than what he was 4 years ago is just preposterous. He was an effective, successful president. I think he will be an effective, successful president again. That's why I've endorsed him.
Donald Trump was expected to testify at a civil fraud trial in Manhattan tomorrow, but he said today he's decided against it. He was to have been the last defense witness in that trial. A fire at a hospital in Tivoli on the outskirts of Rome has killed at least three people and forced the overnight evacuation of the smoke-filled facility and its nearly 200 patients. Patients in intensive care had to be brought to other hospitals in ambulances. This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credit.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
The D3.
D3 right of the circle. Badgers take the lead.
The throwdown.
Down the lane and sends it in. And one.
The thrilling victory.
Badgers win it. Oh, did they dig in defensively tonight?
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Fakes the three. Sidesteps left for three in the lead. He hit it.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Drives the lane. Draw and kick. Right corner three. Got it again.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
17 tonight, under cloudy skies, winds out of the west, 5 to 10 miles per hour. 33 tomorrow. Tomorrow night, lows around 22.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
Currently, it's 22.
A little bit of soap will wash away your lipstick on my face, but a little bit of soap will never, 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 ever erase the pain in my heart and my eyes as I go through the lonely hills. A little bit of soap will never wash away my tears. A little bit of soap will wash away your powder from my. A little bit of soap will never, 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 ever begin to take away the hurt that I feel as I go through the lonely hills. A little bit of soap will never wash away my tears. Mm-hmm.
Have you heard when I begin to die, it leaves someone to cry?
Night and day.
Like a bird, you left your robin nest, and just like all the rest, you flew away.
A little bit of soap will take away your perfume eventually. But a little bit of soap will never wash away the memory of your name and the night that I call through the lonely hills. A little bit of soap. Wash away my tears. I never lose the memory of your name in the night that I call through the lonely hills. A little bit of soap will never wash away my tears. A little bit of soap will never wash away my tears. It's gonna never, never, never.
A little bit of soap is indeed all we need to start off this week's Seth Faces the Music, the show that proves that great things come in little packages. Just about everything starts out with a little idea, including most songs that are written. And we've got a bunch of them here tonight. Don't worry, though. There's nothing little about the sound. We got a bunch of classics and obscure tracks that I think you're going to love. So join me, won't you, as we face the music together. And up next, we're going to keep it rolling into the 1970s with Electric Light Orchestra and Shine a Little Love.
You shine the love of my life. still little bottle. Shake my shaky hand. Black coffee's not enough for me. I need a better friend. One pill at the bottom. You sing my favorite song. I know I must investigate. I hope that I can sing along. There's no time for metaphors, cried the little Phil to me. He said life is a placebo, a masquerading as a simile. Well, I knew that Phil was lying, too gregarious, too nice. But as he walked, I had to sing this twice. So I still, little bottle, don't twist it, ain't twisting time. With every move you make, you just disintegrate my ever troubled mind. I steal a little bottle and shake my shaky hand. My coffee's not enough for me. I need a better friend. One pill at the bottom, singing my favorite song. I know I must investigate. I hope that I can sing along. We'll be right back.
what you really want from me. Upset in your desperation, screaming and hollering. How can this love become so paper thin? You're playing so hard to get. You're making me sweat just to hold your attention. I can't give you nothing more if you ain't giving nothing to me. Don't you know that?
We had three songs in a row there. Don't do that very often. We just heard Little L from Jamiroquai from their album A Funk Odyssey. Before that, we heard Fountains of Wayne with Little Red Light from their classic Welcome Interstate Managers, and an early one from They Might Be Giants, Lie Still, Little Bottle. We got to take a break here on Seth Faces the Music. When we come back, everybody, we have a band that was formed in the 60s, kind of went nowhere, regrouped. Got a whole bunch of new people in the 70s, were a smash hit, sold millions of records. Then they really couldn't work together anymore and petered out in the 1980s. But some of their swan songs, if you will, were actually pretty big hits. Find out who it is when we come back on WFHR.
Locally grown radio, WFHR programming, is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Finds Klesman left corner. He'll try a three. Good. Max Klesman is not shy here today.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Good taste to Klesman. Another three on the way. Good again. Takes the three. Left corner. He nailed it again. Max Klesman on fire. Timeout. Shaka Smart. Slips to Wigadaro. Bobbled it. Turnover. Here comes Hepburn. 2-on-1. Hestor to his right. The lob. The dunk. Hepburn to A.J. Storr for the flush, and the Badgers lead by 15.
Runs at the wall, rotates to Storr, baseline left. Here's A.J. goes up, slam dunk, count it, and a foul. And the Wisconsin Badgers knock off third-ranked Marquette
as they storm the floor at the Kohl Center in Madison. On a day where the home team never trailed, the Badgers win it by 11.
On Wisconsin.
Stand up and walk out on me. Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song. I will try not to sing out of key. Yeah. Oh, baby, how do you know? I say I'm gonna get high.
That's Mr. Joel Cocker with his classic cover of the Beatles. With a little help from my friends, has probably the scariest album cover of all time. Go check it out. And before that, we opened up this set with Fleetwood Mac and Little Lies, something that happened a lot in that band through its entire existence. Now, setting up for this next song may take a little bit of explaining. So, of course, in the mid-1950s, doo-wop had become a major style of music, very popular on both the R&B and the pop charts. Now, legend has it, this next song was originally a parody of the genre. A bunch of guys got together and said, these songs are so ridiculous, why, we could record one ourselves. And they certainly did. It shot up to number one on the Billboard charts, and I guess they had to keep going. Now, this is disputed, but either way, the song itself is very good. Here's the Diamonds with Little Darlin'.
Just for you.
My darling, I need you to call my own and never do wrong. To hold in mind your little hand. I'll know too soon that all is so grand. Please hold my hand.
Hey, you're up. My life is wrong. To try to love her too. Oh, well, that my lover was just for you.
You a buckle.
make it tomorrow. He's telling his little girl lies. That's how the little girl lies. He's telling his little girl lies. Those little girl lies gonna catch up to you, and you'll be sorry. Making excuses why she can't be too late. She's not really ill. Someone else got to take her. Mixed up and confused. It'll catch up with you.
And that was Blondie with Little Girl Lies from their debut album, which has pretty much all but been forgotten. Too bad. There's a lot of great songs on it. And before that, our favorite ska group, it's The Specials with Hey Little Rich Girl. Time to take another break here on Seth Faces the Music. When we come back, we've got a reggae classic from the man who practically invented the genre. Don't go anywhere. We're coming back to WFHR.
Snow brings thoughts of ways to stay busy in Wisconsin during the winter. And if you anticipate hitting the slopes, are you surprised to learn there are more than 36 ski resorts across the state? It ranges from Wilmot Mountain, which opened in 1938 in Kenosha County, to Mount La Crosse Ski Area with one of the longest runs in Wisconsin. Granite Peak offers 58 runs outside Wausau, and Wild Mountain Ski Area and its 7 lifts near Hayward. Now, do you know which of those resorts on the highest slope? The answer coming up. Recreational skiing started in the Midwest. The Lost Ski Areas Project reports the first documentation of actual downhill skiers happened in Beloit in 1841. So which resort sits on the highest slope today? It's Granite Peak near Wausau and boasts 400 acres at a 700-foot vertical drop. The fun and history of skiing is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Locally grown radio, WFHR programming, is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you. Saturdays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Thank you.
You seem to know a lot about me, so I take a little time out. I take a little time out. I'm sorry that I lost my patience. You deserve better, it's true. I need a little time out. I need a little time out from me, 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 and you, ooh, you, ooh. Open up your inside, show us your innermost, let share us. I'll rip it out carefully. I promise you won't feel a thing. Everybody wants to have their say. Forever waiting for some car crash. I need a little time out. I need a little time out from me, 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 and you, you, you.
The name of the singer is Courtney Barnett. The name of the song was Need a Little Time from her 2018 album, Tell Me How You Really Feel. And before that, we opened up this set with, of course, the legend Bob Marley and the Wailers, Three Little Birds. Next up, we're going to turn to a song that was extremely controversial when it came out in February of 1984. The song is about a series of murders that took place in England called the Moors Murders. They happened at Saddleworth Moor, which overlooks Manchester, between 1963 and 1965. Not only that, it includes a snippet from the Gospel of Matthew in the lyrics. So, needless to say, there were some people who were really upset when this song came out. But it has turned into one of the classics from one of the great groups of the 1980s. Here's The Smiths with Suffer, Little Children.
Take me to the moor, dig a shallow grave. shallow grave and I'll lay me down. Leslie Ann and your pretty white beads. Oh, John, you'll never be a man and you'll never see your home again. Oh, Manchester, so much to answer for. Edward, see those alluring lights. Tonight will be your very last night. A woman said, I know my son is dead. I'll never rest my hands on his sacred head. Hindley wakes and Hindley says, Hindley wakes. Of death, where
My eyes show with my heart, know if there's nothing I can do. Cause little by little I kept on falling until I fell in love with you. Whoa, little by little by little by little, you made me care a lot. Little by little by little by little, I gave you all the love I got. You kissed my lips and my heart took flips, so you thrilled me. My love keeps growing stronger in each and every way. So let's don't wait no longer. Come on and end the day. Little by little by little by little, I thank you so divine. Little by little by little by little, I'm praying that you'd be mine. I tell the world that you're my girl and devote my life to you.
A somewhat forgotten R&B singer from the mid-50s. He had several hits to his name, including that one. That was Nappy Brown with Little by Little. And with that, we're going to wrap up the first hour of Seth Faces the Music for this week. But don't worry, everyone. You just have to wait a little bit, and we'll be right back with hour number two. We'll see you in just a moment.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver. And we dedicate a lot of our time to going as fast as possible. My Grandpa Lou is the reason why my dad and I started racing, and I'm really proud to follow in his tracks. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. I've learned a lot on this journey with my Grandpa Lou, and the memories of my grandpa will always be with me. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently, experiencing problems with their memory, or having trouble with routine tasks. Talking about Alzheimer's can be really tough, but if you notice something, have a conversation with your loved one. Encourage them to see a doctor or offer to go with them. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services, make a plan for the future, and access available treatments. The Alzheimer's Association provides care, support, and research to help you take control of the situation with your family and manage the disease together. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Not all people are the same. And yet, when we visit the doctor, our treatments don't look that different. Why is that? Because we just don't have enough information to do it better. By gathering health data from 1 million people, our country's best researchers will be able to develop treatments that are as unique and complex as we are. With this new information, doctors will have a better understanding of disease so they can innovate the next great breakthroughs in medicine. Learn more at joinallofus.org.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it! The moon!
Hey everybody, you're listening to James Help Seth Pick the Next Theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry though, it'll be fine.
Yeah, alright, you got me, I give up.
That's it! The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
in Iraq. Our truck hit a roadside bomb. I had about 16 surgeries on my hand so that I could regain function. And when I came home, I needed a new roof due to a storm. And my electrical was deemed unsafe. And I was about to lose homeowner's insurance as well. I didn't really know where to go in order to get help. And so I applied for Operation Homefront Critical Financial Assistance Program. They've really been a blessing. Operation Homefront is a safety net. A lot of veterans, they fall through the cracks sometimes. And Operation Homefront, they catch us. It's been a blessing to us. It's a blessing to other veteran families. And it's good to know that when we come home, there are people who are there that care about us and want to see us do well and want to see us succeed. And we feel it and we appreciate that. I would say you guys are angels behind closed doors.
Visit OperationHomefront.org to learn more.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Steel.
I'm Christopher Cruz. The cleanup is underway after tornadoes roared through central Tennessee yesterday, killing at least six people, including a two-year-old.
We all hunkered down in the floor, and then the next thing we know, it just sounded like an explosion went off. You could hear stuff flying everywhere. It was crazy.
Dozens of people have been hospitalized. Power is out for tens of thousands of customers, and some homes have been destroyed. In a